3rdspace.org.au. Third Space, safe spaces to be. 4ZZZ cares about our community.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and Chloe with your 8am Zedlines. On Saturday, Brisbane felt the ripple of a magnitude 5.6 earthquake that hit the Sunshine Coast. Tremors were felt from Rockhampton all the way down to Glen Innes in New South Wales. Seismologist Michelle Salmon said it was Australia's most powerful onshore earthquake in 50 years and the strongest to affect Queensland since 2016, when a magnitude 5.8 quake struck off the coast of Bowen. Justice for Palestine rally organisers are meeting this morning with the police to renegotiate their plans to march across the Story Bridge this coming Sunday. Despite police previously rejecting the request for protesters to march across the famed bridge, the Justice for Palestine magazine group took to social media last night to announce their intentions to do so anyway. The acting police commissioner has previously said that they will use every means necessary they can to prevent the protest from going ahead as planned.
In national news, Qantas is expecting a landmark penalty today after a three-day hearing in the federal court in May found they illegally fired over 1,800 staff for outsourced contractors during the pandemic. Justice Michael Lee will reveal the penalty today, with Qantas facing the possibility of a maximum fine of $121 million, as well as compensation to its workers. The court found the airline guilty of acting against the protections of the Fair Work Act, taking on a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to create a massive profit. TWU Secretary Michael Caine described it as appalling and the biggest case of illegal sackings in Australian corporate history. Researchers at Griffith have developed a milestone procedure to help regrow and recover from debilitating spinal cord injuries. The therapy would see doctors taking cells from patients' noses to transplant into the spines of patients with varying levels of spinal cord injury. While the process is expected to take up to 4 years and physical therapy to see the results, the researchers expect to move into the larger trials in 4 years, and clinical applications in 8. The team will be accepting 30 patients with applications open today in randomized control procedure.
In international news, US President Donald Trump said there is no deal yet on a Ukrainian ceasefire following his meeting with Vladimir Putin. The two leaders met in Alaska last Friday to negotiate a ceasefire deal, with Ukrainian President Zelensky absent from the meeting. The Ukrainian leader is set to fly to the US for a meeting at the White House today. Trump has said he believes the most effective way to end the war is to negotiate a peace deal rather than focusing on a ceasefire deal. For your weather today, Brisbane is cold, miserable, but we will be fine and dandy with sun coming through. It's currently 9 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.